Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, January 9th, and you're listening to the big call. Welcome, everybody that's within the sound of my voice. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in again all over the place, literally, in countries that the United States does not own or control yet. But who knows, right? It's still early. Oh, I'm just teasing. Well, thank you guys for tuning in yet again. Let's open up the call with a word of prayer, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a really good teaching, like we had last Tuesday, two nights ago. So here we go. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this platform we call the Big Call. Thank you that we get out to as many as 18.5 million listeners on average and have been as high as 24 million in the past. So thank you for just bringing everything to us that we have to share with the world. And thank you for the life that we have, the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the water that we drink. Thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. Bless us, Lord God, as we go forward and we anticipate the blessing so close to us right now. We can almost touch it. And thank you for continuing to bless us well into the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a very special time for all of us on the Big Call. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you have found for us tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to sharing this teaching, but especially with something that I heard watching something on television just an hour ago. And I just love this concept, so I want to put this out to everybody. They were saying, could you imagine growing up as a child that you would be a they weren't saying a humanitarian founder, but I'm taking it this way. A humanitarian founder, a person that would be leading your family, leading your communities, and having access to the resources that you're going to have access to. Can you imagine that you would be on a call two times a week? And even though you couldn't see everybody that was listening, you knew there were 18 million to 24 million people that were coming together to get ready to transform the world. Instead of being in Hollywood, an investment banker, a big executive of a for-profit company, you were in training to create a new world. Did you imagine that when you were growing up as a child?
Not as a child, no.
From the back to the front. I talked with a single mom who is struggling to make ends meet, working two jobs and long hours. She felt badly that she couldn't be with her children more. On top of that, she had no time for herself, no time to date or have a social life. It looked as though that's the way it would always be. She couldn't see anything changing. But just because you don't see it doesn't mean that God is not up to something. You don't know who he's speaking to about you, what he's lining up to come your way. You keep being faithful, and you're going to come into handfuls on purpose, as Ruth did. You'll come into blessings, healing, and relationships that you didn't see coming. One day, her neighbors invited this young lady and her children for dinner. She had only met this couple one time. At dinner that night, the couple told her that they thought she was a great mother and such a hard worker. They said, "We want to do something to make your life a little easier." Then they handed her the keys to a brand new car.
Awesome.
She couldn't believe it. She didn't see that coming. And she was so grateful. She was able to sell her old car, pay off her debts, and cut back on her hours at work. About a year later, she met an executive from a large company, and they fell in love. Today, she's happily married, and her children are flourishing. She told me, "I never dreamed I could be this blessed, this fulfilled." That's the God of a turnaround. You may be in a season of struggle, a season of hardship, when you're working long hours, doing your best to provide, but nothing is improving. You don't see how it can ever change. God is watching you. God sees your contribution, sees you going the extra mile. You're going to come into these turnaround moments when God is going to turn this struggle into ease, turn the lack into abundance, turn the sorrow into joy, turn the injustice into vindication. God is going to turn what you didn't get and what wasn't fair into fulfillment, into reciprocity, into purpose, and into a blessed and satisfied life. I was in line with my children for a popular ride at an amusement park years ago. It was single file at first, but when we got close to the front, we had to go into a room that was about 20 feet by 20 feet and wait. We were the first ones in the room and walked to the two big doors at the front. But other people came in and started maneuvering their way in front of us. Mostly the kids. I didn't feel like trying to hold our ground at the front, so we eventually ended up at the very back of the room. A lady came out, stood at the front where everyone had been crowded, and gave us instructions about the ride. She said, "Okay, we're ready to go. Everyone turn around and go back out the same doors you came in." All of a sudden, we were at the front instead of the back of the line. You may feel as though you're falling behind, that everyone is getting ahead of you. You've had some bad breaks and people are manipulating things. Don't worry. A turnaround is coming. God knows how to take you from the back to the front, from being overlooked to standing out, from working in the fields to owning the fields. You are coming into a turnaround season. The turnaround God is about to make happen, what you couldn't make happen. Imagine this is a new day. Forces that have held you back are being broken. Instead of shame, you will have honor. Instead of lack of reciprocity, you will have fulfillment and love. Burdens you've carried are being lifted. People who have hindered you are being moved out of the way. The sick are being healed. The prodigals are coming home. And you will be respected everywhere you go. It's turnaround time. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow, valuable, very valuable. Thank you very much. That was a wonderful two-part piece, and I like the concept of the turnaround. And when I was thinking about the people that had gone and kind of been pushed to the back of the room, and then they came out more or less in the front of the line when they left the room, I just thought, you know, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And that's kind of an interesting concept. I think that was well said, and rather than stake their ground in front of all those kids, they decided to just fall back, and it still worked out for them. Worked out great. What's really important, I think, in a teaching like this is to see how God can turn around any situation. Like with the woman who was a single woman, I guess, with the children, and then she was blessed with the car, took her old car, sold it, paid off her debts. Then God put a man in front of her who was an executive, and then he ended up marrying this woman, I guess being a dad to her kids. That's just really God working in areas that we'd love him to be working in. And it gives hope for everybody that may be in a similar situation now to just continue to have the faith to believe for a turnaround in their life. Now, what can we do to help effect a turnaround like that in our lives? We can do a lot of things. And maybe this woman was setting herself up so that a turnaround could take place, maybe with prayer, maybe by her faith, maybe with, you know, talking with her friends, getting support. We're not really sure, but I think it's a wonderful concept for us to continue to move forward. And Stu and I were having a conversation about this earlier today that, you know, she's always doing something to move herself forward. It's not waiting, standing still, waiting for something to happen. She's making things happen. With every day, moving a little further into our future as humanitarians. And I'm just really thrilled to say that this is going to be the situation for all of us, because change, a lot of us resist change. It's sort of natural to do it. I think Sue embraces change. And I think I embrace change to an extent, and I know Bob does. But instead of getting comfortable and waiting, we are doing things to move ourselves forward and putting ourselves in a position to receive this great blessing. And just a little mini commercial tonight, Bob and I talked earlier today about a project that he's going to be doing, and I thought it was so well said and appropriate for us that I've asked Bob to present that project idea in detail during his segment tonight. So I want to make sure everybody listens to what Bob has to say about his own project. So make sure you're tuned in for that, and then of course I'll do the intel afterwards. But I think it's pretty exciting. I think it's very exciting. I'm excited. You know, there's so much going on right now, and we're aware of it, and I'm just excited to see where we are going, and I know roughly how we're going to get there. But you know what? God has a plan. And if we can use our faith to come alongside him, come alongside the Holy Spirit, and just believe for things that may not even seem possible, if we hang in there, God will reward us. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I think that's important. So, thank you, Sue, for that teaching. I thought it was really good and appropriate for us, because we believe in the God of the turnaround, and we want to, some of us need to make a turnaround. Bob, this is a great time of expectation you know, a positive expectation or hope that we have for the blessing and for everything beyond the blessing. How did this teaching that Sue brought out so beautifully, how did that affect you, and what would your comments be about it?
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. I really love this. It's really got me to thinking, and especially the very beginning part about imagining that you were a child and you would think someday you'd become a great philanthropist. And, Bruce was saying, what could somebody do to affect a great turnaround that would then, you know, not only bless your life, but as the beginning of the teaching said, to also become a great philanthropist. And I started thinking, well, what if you had a really big plan? Like you had, you know, access to all the training and teaching that you needed to make a really big plan, to put it down on paper, something grand that you really wanted to do. And then, you know, in order to begin to affect that outcome, you can see yourself as blessed. Close your eyes and imagine you're looking down upon yourself and this great blessing has been bestowed upon you. And you can play a story in your mind of this incredibly joyful future, and you can make a movie out of it and watch it from above and pray with gratitude as if this future has already happened, and pray for an unexpected avalanche of abundance that will come from somewhere. It doesn't have to be from anywhere in particular, but just pray with gratitude as if it's already happened. And then begin to, you know, start small. So, like the project that Bruce and I were discussing was about both energy and water. And it's a project that came about after discussions a number of years ago with different entrepreneurs that had this idea, this idea, this idea. And I said, why don't we put all those ideas together and do this? And that's the big plan. But what's the small plan? You know, so for example, if you want to do something related to water, maybe since they're still having trouble in the Carolinas, having enough food and water and shelter, you could just make a small contribution. You know, go to the Team Rubicon website where you can make a donation. And you can make a donation as small as a dollar. And if that's what you can afford, then that's what you do. But that action of making that first contribution that's related to your project is like a seed that will sprout and grow and become a mighty tree at the end. And Bruce, thanks for bringing that up during my segment. I'll talk about the amazing men that had these different ideas that we helped bring together and we'll try to execute someday as the blessing occurs.
Sounds great, Bob. I'm looking forward to hearing it in detail in your segment. Thanks so much. Sue, you are someone who is always looking forward. I believe you see yourself as your future self now. And I know that the projects that you have and are looking forward to putting out, in some ways you've already started because of the classes that you've taught. Mm. The MedMed pop-ups, for example, being one. And all of the classes that you've taught I don't know how many there are total. You would probably know that number. But you've already begun living your future life as your future self in the teaching of those classes. And so I'm curious as to how you would see yourself vis-a-vis this teaching tonight.
Oh, this is going to be a fun little wrap-up, like one of the most interesting ones. Thank you for that, Bruce. First, I wanted to elevate. My organization has Elevate, Innovate, Regenerate. And I just want to say thank you to you for paying attention to our conversation earlier today, because you did something that I think, and everybody get your pens out, I can see the people rolling their eyes in the pod, and you know who you are. But this is very significant. This is very, very significant. What you saw Bruce do and what you saw Bob do is they lifted up someone else. And one of the things that we're all going to be leaving behind is number one, the first person you need to lift up is yourself. Number one. Number two, when you start to get good at lifting yourself up, that means you're coming from abundance and you can lift somebody else up. And so what I loved about what Bob brought is that he appreciated the fact that I don't think as a child any of us, I mean, I wanted to be an actress, a dancer. I was creative. And my parents said, there's no way, thank God.
No way.
I mean, literally, thank God. No way we're going to support you. I mean, I had really big opportunity coming at me, and they said, no way. But guess what I got to do? I got to be on a call. I got to be out of, just like all of us, even though it may be tough right now because you're in the transition, you got to move away. There is movement away from the toxic systems. And you should exalt the fact that people may be maligning you because it doesn't make sense. The strength that you got from that, the character you got from that, the fact that you had to rely on your own faith. Do you know how powerful that makes you? Very, very powerful. So what I loved about this teaching was that the last are going to be first. What I loved about what you brought out, Bruce, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I was very, very impressed. And this is what you can do. You can start like Bruce did. There is no waiting. There's doing one little thing, just like Bob said. You could do just something that takes you 10 minutes. It's like micro habits. And you can do something that there's no waiting. You can always do, what can I do that's related to my future? What can I do that creates something that I can share with someone that creates a better future? What can I do for myself if I'm getting ready to move? If I'm getting ready to go to the Redemption Center? What am I practicing as if I was my future self? And do you know what that turns into? That turns into self-directed leadership. That turns into paying attention to yourself so you know that you're connecting to your best future. And what that does is it turns you away from being a victim and being able to run your energy with Christ and prepares you for the things that you're about to do. So those are my thoughts, and thank you again, Bruce, for your beautiful comments.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome, Sue. Well, that was great, and I love the way you wrapped that up. That was wonderful for us. Thank you. Let's talk about prayer requests and praise reports. And why am I combining those two into the one segment? Because we never know when our last call will be. So if we've got prayer requests that are coming in on a Thursday, but it's Tuesday, you know, we want to address them as well. So we're kind of combining those for the last month or two into the same time frame. So Sue, do we have some that we can talk about tonight?
We do, and what we're going to do, we're not going to read Tuesday. Sorry, Jeannie. We're not going to read Tuesday's prayers, but we are going to read Pastor Scott, because usually Pastor Scott, I don't know if you know this, but I don't read your piece until usually the time of the call, but I did today. So this is from Pastor Scott. Praise and praise, but it's also prayer. Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Scott. I wanted to tell everybody I love you so much. I appreciate all the prayers you've been sending my way and all across the globe for that matter. However, there is a but in this sentence. I keep thinking about Bob. Bob, explain this. 3 days ago, I happened to have another stroke. I'm currently in the hospital wondering what's next. They figured out that it's a fib issue, so coming very soon will be a surgery to implant a device called the Watchman. And it takes care of the blood that pulls in your left ventricle, which allows it to clot. So I'm in great spirits, always have been, always will be. My family is the best. The nurses are taking good care of me, but I want to keep this short. Jesus loves you more than you can ever know. He died on the cross for you, rose again on the third day, so that we could have remission of our sins. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Keep me in your prayers, if you would.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to pray for Pastor Scott. We're going to first give thanks. And everybody, just put your hand on your heart, if you would, so that you connect into the intelligence that's inside you and the heart love of Christ. And we're going to give thanks for what Pastor Scott is showing us and living. He's living in love. He's living in gratitude. And he's living in divine trust. It's a very, very powerful thing. You feel the gratitude, you feel all that. And so we're sending that back and out to Pastor Scott, and then amplified around him and through him and through his family, and then let it grow and grow and grow. So that people that are going through things, maybe going through things in the future, Pastor Scott activated a new powerful window of divine trust because of what he's gone through, because of his grit, because of his heart and his spirit and his love. I see that Christ and his angels and all those that have the power to distribute that energy, distribute it first to Pastor Scott and surround him in perfect healing and getting into the med beds instantly, and then distribute it as a flow, an incredible wave of nothing but divine love and trust. And he brought that to us in Jesus' name for Pastor Scott. Amen.
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 And amen. Thank you, Sue. That was great.
Yeah, it just came in. Let's see. Where is it? Okay, prayers. January is the first month of the year and has 31 days. I wonder if Judy's hearing a little bit of echo. I'm sure she is. It marks the continuation of winter in the northern hemisphere and summer in the southern hemisphere. January is known for New Year's Day, symbolizing fresh starts and resolutions. It's a time for reflection and setting intentions for the year ahead, especially with the RV blessing. 11 days until, 11 days until the U.S. presidential inauguration, 1/20/25. 55 days until Ash Wednesday, 3/5/25. 70 days until spring, 3/20/25. It's just 10 days after another time that's interesting. 101 days until Easter, 4/20/25. Play God Day, Thursday, 1/9/25. God is good, and Play God Day is a day for us to be the same. Play God Day is observed every year on January 9th, and I'm not going to read this whole thing. Quitter's Day,
okay.
Friday, 1/10/25. Prepare to be well-motivated as we mark a day to inspire us not to quit. Quitter's Day. Oh, non-Quitter's
Day.
It should be called.
Yeah.
National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. It's called Quitter's Day, but it should be called non-Quitter's Day.
Well, we like to turn it into non-Quitter's Day, Sue, because it is known as Quitter's Day because most people quit their New Year's resolutions tomorrow on the 10th.
Yeah, I know,
but we don't believe in that.
It's just classic. It's just classic planet Earth at this time. It needs to be thrown out, totally made new. National Bittersweet, just intense. National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. Treat your taste buds with the tanginess of dark chocolate and gear up for one wild celebration. National Vision Board Day, Saturday, 1/11/25. Wow, did I take out my Bluetooth? No, it's so quiet. I'm getting texts and you can't hear them. National Sunday Supper Day, Sunday, 1/12/25. Let us inspire you to create a closer bond with your family members with shared meal times. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Philippians 4:6. Today we continue to pray for our Heavenly Father and Loving Father for the following: for all our leaders and listeners on the Big Call, for their health, for Pastor Scott's health. Jen, you'll watch me skip over things because I've been instructed. Med beds, debt jubilee, RV. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this Big Call. Blessings and peace to all on the call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone, have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Those are,
Very good. Those are our prayer requests and praise reports for tonight. Thank you, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good. That was really good. You know, bittersweet chocolate sounds rough, but dark chocolate is actually good for you. And I like dark chocolate. So do you, don't you, Sue?
You know, I haven't had dark chocolate in a long time.
Except PB cups, right, Sue?
But that's not dark chocolate. That's like a keto version. I haven't had like sugary, like the
version. No, not sugary. Not sugary at all. No. Dark chocolate doesn't have to be sugary, I don't think. At least I think of it when
I eat
my
PB cup. I might have had the low carb
PB
version.
Cups.
Keto PB cup, sure. Okay. Yep.
Well,
not a fan of.
Thank you, Sue.
I'm not going to support
not a
the
fan
sugar
of sugar.
Industry.
No, I'm not supporting it either. No. let's, as we segue on out of this, it brings us to you again, Sue, to talk about what it is, where we are right now in terms of classes, in terms of bundling, which is ongoing right now.
Here we go, right?
Yeah. So, you know me, I'm a fan of the MedBed pop-up bundle, the pop-up, which is just a term that we figured out long ago. But the MedBed bundle is really, the MedBed 100 is still available. So tell us about that and about anything else that you'd like to bring us up to speed on tonight.
Well, we're January 9th, 2025. We've got a new class coming up on the 13th and the 14th. And what do you think is the most important thing to be aware of as we get nano-close, pico-close? Nanosecond is the time it takes the sun to travel. Please let me remember this. And pico is even shorter. Like 1/100th of an inch. It's like the light from the sun to travel that distance. It's very, we're that close. We're that close. And the most important thing is to have a playbook. A playbook for no regret leadership and living, right? So we're going to talk about that, and something that anybody, even if you don't come to this upcoming class, should it occur, anybody can just look at this and start to practice it and think about it and come up with your own play, literally your own creative expression on what I'm going to bring you. But I think the first thing I want to talk about is we're still offering the MedBed pop-up and the Golden Wisdom Bundle. One is the MedBed pop-up has 65 different features you may not know about, how to navigate the interview, how to make and select from those 65 features, which go beyond. The first thing that you should be focusing on is what needs to be repaired? What needs to be optimized? Is it my eyesight? Is it my gut? Is it my nervous system? Is it whatever it is? That's the first thing, acute or chronic, that you should fix. But we created the MedBed pop-up so that you could take advantage of the one opportunity you will have, as far as we know, to get into the 24,000 MedBed centers in the United States and experience what is possible. Most people don't even know what's possible.
We're up to 26,450 MedBed centers. 26,450.
Okay. Well, it's, yeah, it's like whatever's being revealed. That's amazing. Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah.
So
you're welcome.
I'm going to tell you how to get that, but I want to give a caveat because I think people need to, I need to pull the curtain back. We are, I'm not going to say the number, but we do not have a big operation. We're very, very small boutique operation. And this is what, I have another project that I work on, and then we have the 18 million to 24,000 listeners. We have people writing with questions that we can't answer. I want you to have a little compassion and empathy. When you send us a request, you just got to bear with us. And you sure, you can write back after 5 days and say, where is it? Or I haven't got my invoice. But imagine how we're trying to serve by getting this out. But understand, we don't have operators. We're not a tele, you know, we don't have operators on hold handling this.
Operators are standing by, not the case.
Exactly, thank you. And I just want to make that really clear. so that you like are understanding where we do this for your privacy and security. That's why we're doing it, for privacy and security reasons. If we could hire people and make sure it was secure, but that's not in this area. So let me tell you how to get the MedBet pop-up. And the Golden Wisdom Bundle is really for people that want to have a self-paced. We have one course called Designing Your Best Future that walks you through, and these are very, very important things to consider. The balance, which you've never seen this in your lifetime. How to be a balanced leader, which comes from paying attention to your own energy, your own boundaries, your own priorities, so you can set it up so you can learn and lead from your strengths. And it's in every single one of our courses. Most people have been led by the outside world. The opportunity that's here is the opportunity to listen inside, come from your best alignment and your best strengths. Think about that like you've never been exposed to it before. Embody that, and then lead. It's a totally different, scientifically endorsed, supported by neuroplasticity and Christ meditation, but it's going to get you into alignment. So that's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle will do. It'll be something you can listen to once a week, an hour and a half class, and have you, here's the important part, I've been a strategic leadership and life coach for 32 years. And it's going to be able to take you through how to strategically manage your life and move into a lot of unknown and be comfortable with the unknown. I'm always getting into the unknown. Look at where I am for 9.5 years, almost 10, right, Bruce?
Almost 10, yeah.
And thriving in it, mostly. Mm-hmm. And Bruce would attest. He's seen it every day, day in, day out, as have others. And so that's what, if you want to get that course or those courses, MedBed 100 is just 100. Golden Wisdom Bundle is 300. Please invest in it now, because when the numbers come out, unless you've sent us an email and we've sent it back to you and said, okay, here comes the invoice, we're going to be shutting it down because we have to get to work on the bigger plans. So here's how you get it. integratedminds@hushmail.com, and just put MedBed 100 or MedBed Golden Wisdom, your name and your telephone number. And then, you know what? I'm going to start something new. Thank you, Michael. And he knows who I'm talking about. I'm going to just say, I can be patient. Put that there.
And I can be patient.
And I can be patient.
Possible, but I can be patient, yes.
Exactly. You're going to have to ride the creative tension of that. Yeah. Training brains wherever I go, right, Bob? So the next piece is the upcoming course called Quantum Leaders, Founders of the Future. And here's something I want you to think about. And I'm so excited about this class. I don't know what to say about the upcoming intel, but did you know there's a thing called quantum resonance vibration? Mm-hmm. That everything is going to be about measuring quantum energy. You're about to step, when this goes, and I've said this before, but I want to say something unique. It's as if reality and the structures that you've been involved in are going to be under brand new. It's if you've never kind of explored the mechanics of how people think, how they feel, What are the different systems that have made the world work the way it works? This class is going to be in two classes. It's, you know, it's a start. We could do a class a day. But these are going to be the two most important processes and strategies to learn. Monday at 7:25 p.m. Eastern, that's the 13th, as long as the numbers are not out, the class will get a go. If you send us an email that says, just put Quantum Future, your telephone number, and your email, you'll get a PayPal invoice from us if you're not used to paying and joining the classes. The go will go out at 10 o'clock on Monday. The second go, the final go, which you have to complete by 6:30, will go out at 4, and then we send in the dial-in number at 6:45. This is a very consistent, well-processed and practiced, so it's really easy for you to participate. So that's Monday at 7:25 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday at 7:25 p.m. Eastern, and you can also listen if you can't come and you just want to listen or participate kind of like a lurker. Hi, Judy. Non-lurker, co-pilot.
Non-lurker.
Loves the description, lurker. Anytime I can touch base with a co-pilot. If you want to participate but do it like listening only, you can do it that way too. The goal is what you're going to learn with this is two, especially the first day, is going to be how to, I'm going to just give you a hint, how to triple your boundaries.
Mm.
What does that mean? What does that mean? And what is the neuroscience? But not just the neuroscience. What is the latest quantum neuroscience that is going to show you what that, how that's going to benefit your leadership so it basically exponentializes your health, your contribution, your love, and diminishes and pulls away all the way you've been connected to too much noise. It's a radical redesign. So I'm just going to tell you that's the first class. It's an unbelievable class, really practical, really simple, all backed by research, and we're really, really excited about it. So if you're going to get ready for things like quantum resonant vibration, which is the way your DNA and all your documents are going to measure you, get ready for a world where you want to learn to think and feel and act and have a place inside you that's available for the emerging future. You can't be putting new wine in old skins. And you need to make space. That's the gift of this class. That's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Well said, and looks forward to it. Tell me the name of the new class again, should it occur.
Just say Quantum Future. It's Quantum Leadership.
Quantum Future.
Future Founders. We're kind of combining the two.
Quantum Future, I can remember. Future. That's what I'm going with, what the brew man can remember. That sounds good, Sue.
Okay, and I want to say one quote to close with. There are risks and costs to action, but they are far less than the long-range risks of comfortable inaction. John F. Kennedy.
JFK, the original. Yep. It's good. Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what can you do for your country.
Good, Bruce. That sounded very, very close.
The fault does not lie in the salad. the fault lies on the dressing being used on the salad.
That's pretty good.
The rubber duck is mine. That came off of a record that was used to mimic the voices of the First Family. And I used to listen to that thing over and over.
Was that Firestone? Was that Firestone or something?
No, no. I can't remember the name of it right now. No, it wasn't. But I used to, back when I practiced it, you could do a pretty accurate JF Kennedy. I really could. And used to entertain my family and friends with all of the things that I learned from the record. And now I'm looking forward to JFK Jr. I hope he is still around. I believe he is. So we'll find out about that now.
I can see Bob's face right now.
Bob's rolling eyes now. He's rolling eyes on it now, I think, yeah. Bob says, am I sure I want to play golf with this guy? Am I sure? Oh, yeah. Bob, we'll have some fun, man. Don't worry. We'll have a lot of fun.
My eyes are not rolling. They're closed, and I'm shaking my head from side to side.
That's honest.
That's even better. Yes. Yes. Closing your eyes and shaking your head as if to say, not on my watch, not likely. Thank you, Bob. Sue, another hit segment tonight. Thank you very much. And, yep, this will be good. This will be very good. Yep. Founder's future. Yeah, that's it. All right.
No.
Bob?
Future founders.
No. Future founders. Whatever. Future founders of America. Future founders. That's good. All right. I'll see what I can do to remember that. Future founders. Bob, we did promo your segment a little bit tonight. If there's anything else you want to bring up, such as the sale, such as maybe a couple of, what am I trying to say, Bob? A couple of testimonies. And then I can't wait to hear your segment about your projects. The two combined as one.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, actually, you know, in regard to the sale, we were going to have the sale end yesterday, and we decided to continue it because yesterday so many people came in and were taking advantage of the sale.
Mm-hmm.
We just realized it needed to keep on going. Because it was just seemed like everybody that wanted to take advantage of it hadn't yet been able to. And sure enough, today, a lot more people took advantage of it. So we decided we're going to continue it through the weekend. And you know, Bruce, some people get paid on Fridays, but they don't really have time on Friday afternoon to, you know, go onto a website and get what they need for their nutrition, but over the weekend they'll find time to be able to do it after their paycheck hits their bank account. And
right.
So we're going to continue it on and shut it off sometime on Monday. And that's the sale. It's the 25% off sale. And it's really quite a bit of money off. A person stopped by the office yesterday and wanted to pick up some products, and I was the one there at the office. And so I was just pulled up the website, did the math for him to tell him how much it was, and I was like, wow, that's a really big savings. And he was looking at it going, that's an incredible savings. And I was like, yeah, and the shipping's free because you're right here in the office.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's no shipping. There's no fee. There's no fee for Bill to come from the shipment area up to the conference room to bring you your product.
There you go.
He's a great guy. He's been coming by our office once every couple months for about 10 years.
Cool.
And Also, I do have a couple of testimonials. This one, this person made it very short. Just said, the dynamic combo, which is a combo of Barley and Boomer Boost, which we kind of custom created this combo 14 years ago. It's part of my daily routine, keeping me in the best health of my life. Thanks for your team and continued support. And then this is a very interesting testimonial, Bruce. This is a person writing in about Myotrol. And it says, first off, the first week I tried Myotrol, I felt more energy and a desire to do things around the house, like cleaning and vacuuming. The second week, it seemed as though I didn't have the same feeling like the first week, but now I'm dealing with my wife's dementia, which is not getting any better. But thanks to God, it will work out. I'm still doing the chores that need to be done without getting tired anymore.
Well, that's good.
You know, this is something that I never thought of, that Myotrol was going to help a caregiver. And
yeah, right.
I experienced a lot of caregivers in my time. You know, I helped create 5 different home health agencies in New York over a 20-year period. And we met with lots and lots and lots of caregivers. And we had lots of people that would come visit in our nursing homes that were caregivers as well, meaning they would come visit every day. And we had one person, Bruce, that used to come visit her mom every day. And the mom was 106 years old.
No
kidding. And her daughter was in her 80s. And rain or sleet or snow, which we had in New Jersey, she would hike 5 miles from her house in shorts and hiking boots and a coat if it was snowing. And she would come to the nursing home to visit her mom and walk back home after the visit.
That's incredible.
We found out that she was like this world-renowned mountain climber.
There you go.
And had climbed Mount Everest. And to her, hiking just a simple 10 miles along the road in northern New Jersey in the snow was like a day at the races.
A walk in the park to her.
A walk in the park. And she was a caregiver. She came to visit, you know, every day to the nursing home.
Amazing.
But obviously she wasn't typical, and most people would get very tired from being a caregiver, especially for a person with dementia, is very hard. And there's actually a book written about it called The 36-Hour Day, and it was a book about what it's like to care for someone with Alzheimer's disease.
That's amazing. Yeah,
and
amazing.
And we're so happy that this first testimonial about Myotrol came in, and it's about a man who now has more energy, allowing him to care for his wife. And I'm just happy to see that came through like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one about the dynamic combo, the Barley and the Boomer Boost. This 77-year-old man, he says, I'm defying the aging process due to taking the Boomer's products for 10 years. Thank you very much. I'm 77 years old, and I'm not taking any prescription drugs. Thanks again.
That's fantastic.
And there's ones I was going to read for tonight, Bruce. And, you know, when you and I were talking earlier, I don't even remember how the subject came up, but we started talking about humanitarian projects. And there was, you know, this person came to me, I'd have to say it was in about 2000, and 7. And he was a retired software development engineer who had invented some type of software that was used on Wall Street for analyzing bonds. And he made a large amount of money, but he wanted to start a project that cost a lot more money than what he had. And he came to me to ask if I could make introductions for him to people that might help him with his project. And I did do that, and it turns out the man that wanted to help was 80 years old and passed away during the time of the negotiations. And
okay.
The project this man had in mind was to use old abandoned mines in the West, mostly California. And he said there were hundreds of thousands of abandoned mines, and that a lot of them had double shafts. And at the bottom of where the two shafts came together, there would be a small tornado created. And he had designed with a friend of his a flat generator that had ridges in it, and they were going to put it underneath the tornado, which would spin this platter. This is going to be a big platter, like 20 feet across. And
okay.
The spinning would generate electricity. And they were going to add that electrical power to the grid and have a source of wind energy that was underground. And he had the whole thing designed and had the whole plan. It was all done. But they had a problem that they hadn't solved yet. They didn't know what to do about. And that was that over 100 years of abandonment, these mines had gotten filled at the bottom with water from 100 years of rain, and the water was very polluted. And so I introduced him to another person who I was helping with a project, and the company was called Water Pure. And it was a new technology at the time for purifying water using a very large truck that had a system on board called electrofloculation, where they could take water from any polluted water source and run it through this truck and pump drinking water out the other end. And it created this fluffy type of cotton as a remnant that they called flock. Mm-hmm. And they were planning on burning that flock in incinerators to create energy. And so two of these trucks had already been made when Leland Cole, the inventor who was a rocket scientist and had helped with the Saturn missions rocket propulsion systems, and afterwards became an inventor of water treatment systems. And so the man who is his chief engineer and protege held the rights and patents for this water treatment system. And I got in touch with him, and he said that he would be happy to participate and bring such a truck to the mine sites and pump all the water out of those mines and mm-hmm. purify it through this truck, and then help to get it deposited into a series of reservoirs where they'd be able to add water back to the whole collection of the available water for places like California and Nevada and the like. And mm-hmm. I put those two men together to have discussions about how they were going to accomplish that. There was one other company needed that was called Precise Power that had invented a new type of pumping system. And I went and met with the president of that company as well. And it never got off the ground because they just never got the funding they needed to do something that big. They mm-hmm. needed $30 million to get started. But that is what I want to give new life to. When the blessing occurs, I'm going to reach out to all those people and see if we can get them all back together. And there's one additional technical challenge that we have to come up with a good solution for, you know, which is how to keep the water from getting back into the mines and
right
flooding out the generators. And so there's numerous different ways you can try and do it, but I'm just not sure the best one yet. But probably ChatGPT plus knows how to do it. And so we'll either ask ChatGPT, and if that bot doesn't have an answer, then we don't want to bother God with a prayer until we try ChatGPT. But if we have
okay.
God for the answer, we'll do that.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and anyway, that's a project can provide a lot of power, a lot of electricity, and also a lot of purified water to add to the reservoir systems.
That's a great concept. Because you know what's happening in California, my understanding is a lot of the reservoirs have been drained periodically and the water's been pumped into the ocean. I don't know why in the world they do that. A reservoir is designed to store water when it's needed, for when it is needed. And I understand that's happened also from retention ponds, Bob. You know, that they take the water in retention ponds and pump that into the ocean. I don't know what that's all about or why they do that. You know, they're hurting for water now in Southern California to fight these fires. And, you know, I don't know. That resource, to me, doesn't make any sense. Why they would do that and drain these reservoirs and drain these retention ponds when they could use that water to fight fires. But, you know, that's California, and sometimes they do things a little differently over there. Bob, your project sounds really very interesting, combining those two concepts. Now, the concept of the tornado, so people understand it, this is a wind vortex that's being created at the base of these two shafts. Is that how I understand it? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. And I can see that turntable. You said it was about 30 feet in diameter?
About 20.
20 feet in diameter,
you can make
them, turn?
Yeah. But you can make them different sizes depending on the mine itself and the size of the shaft.
Right. Exactly. I think it's a really awesome concept. And it sounds like it's all happening underground. And, but the water, what do you think the tanks are? These are like pumper trucks that are 20,000 gallon, or how large are they? Do you know?
It's basically the size of a flatbed semi.
Right.
And
yeah.
The mm-hmm. system, the treatment system, is positioned on top of the semi truck.
Okay. Right. Well, it sounds like they can hold quite a bit of water, and then it could be used.
It's not so much that they're. It's not how much water they're holding, Bruce. They're taking the water from a source and they're processing it through the truck and into a reservoir.
Oh, I see. Okay, directly into a reservoir of some kind. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds like that works. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they've already made two of these trucks, and one of them was used by the military to pump bilge water out of Navy vessels.
Oh, I see.
And
gotcha.
and they would purify the water while they were doing
it. Yep. Okay. Well, it's a cool concept, and it really sounds like. Robert, do you think it would be appropriate for certain people that are on the big call that want to do water projects to partner with you on this?
Yeah, sure, I think so. And especially okay. because most people already have their own ideas. And so
right.
Mm-hmm. It's most likely that there'll be not only a synergy but a multiplier effect if other people said, hey, well, I thought of this and this, and I know somebody that knows how to do that. And
right.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Could turn into a, like you said, a multiplication factor. Sounds great. Okay, well, I wanted everybody to hear that, Bob. I wanted them to hear what you had thought about and put together in the past and how it could be working with the proper funding, which I think the funding's not going to be too big of a problem. Once the blessing comes, it's going to be a rounding error for a lot of us. So let's see where that goes. And we'll have more information on that in the future, for sure. You can bet on that. Anything else that you'd like to add now, Bob, before I give them the website info?
No, that's about it for tonight. Bruce, thanks. It's okay. 13 minutes after 10.
All right. Thank you, Bob, very much. I loved hearing that segment tonight and hearing the testimonials. I'm just always impressed by the positive testimonials that are coming in on Myotrol and on the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley. I think it's terrific. And to get that information, to find out what is on sale and how you can save 25 to 35%, 25% off on certain of these products, and another 10% if you decide to put it on a subscribe and save where you get it every month. Obviously, certain products like Boomer Boost Barley are designed for 1 month supply. So is Myotrol. So is Good Night Formula. So many different things that you can use that you can put on subscription and save and take 10% right off the top on top of the 25% if that product is on sale. Plus get free shipping, plus get a free shaker bottle while supplies last. And I just think it's a great sale and a great concept. So to get there, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my website. And then when you get on there on the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's website. So click on Boomers, takes you right into Bob's site, and then boom, you are able to look through all the products and see the ones that are on sale with the drop-down menu, and you're able to put an order together. And then if you want to get subscribe and save, it'll tell you how to do that, pick up that extra 10%. And that is a substantial savings. When you're getting 25 plus 10, 35% off, plus free shipping, plus a free shaker bottle, that adds value, adds a lot of value. And if you have any questions or you want information about the circulation mat, just call the toll-free number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday Eastern time. So do that, and you'll be thrilled that you do. I'm just excited that I take Boomer Boost and Barley and premium probiotics and lignans every day in my shaker bottle. And, of course, I'm taking Myotrol, but I'm also taking B-complex, vitamin C, D3, magnesium with zinc, ashwagandha, resveratrol, turmeric. Need I go on? I'm taking a lot of them every day. And so, I really appreciate that. Thank you, Bob, again so much. All right, let us get into the so-called Intel segment. But before I do, I want to give a shout-out to Steve, happy birthday today. And I don't do a whole lot of shout-outs, do I? Like some other person we all know. But I do a shout-out, I guess, in a way, to all of Big Call Universe. So this is where we are today. You know, we did Tuesday night's call, and I got a little information. I put some intel out that I really thought was pretty solid for Wednesday or Thursday. Then we heard that we would have notifications today or tomorrow. So I'll get back into that in a minute. But what was going on, let's call it Wednesday morning, yesterday morning, was it? Hold on. It was going on Tuesday, starting in the morning. They were starting to ping between redemption centers, banks, using the Starlink satellite system in conjunction with the QFS, the Quantum Financial System. All of that was happening not only here, but around the world. All banks, all redemption centers, pinging through the Starlink system and touch and connecting through the Quantum Financial System. That was to occur and end at about 10 o'clock at night last night, which was Wednesday night, and it ended up going 4 hours longer, which would put it 2 a.m. in the morning. So they wrapped all that up at 2 a.m. in the morning this morning, Thursday morning. And then the point was, when those banks and redemption centers had completed all of the pinging around the world, the rates on the screens would become live. Now that's in banks, on bank screens, and in redemption centers, the rates on their screens would all be live as of 2 a.m. in the morning this morning. Now, it's been a little tough to get detailed information on this. It's probably just as well. But we did understand that there was a conference call yesterday from noon to 2 Eastern that would have incorporated all of the redemption centers leaders and bank managers, at least bank managers, throughout the country, the U.S. And then what was interesting was that there were two main things that they discussed from what we've heard on this conference call, one of which was that these currencies which we're exchanging, they are not a taxable event. Now, how long have I been on doing the Big Call? 13 years. We've known that forever. But some people did not know that. It was a non-taxable event. And it was designed to be that way on purpose. Well, certain people in the deep state would like to say differently. Some of the bankers and so on the call thought that they had heard that it was taxable. Well, it doesn't matter what they heard. It's just not true. It's a non-taxable event. Now, the income that you earn from interest being paid on your accounts in the bank, that interest is called passive income, and it will be taxed. But the event itself, the exchange of currencies and the redemption of ZIM, is not taxable. Okay? President Trump made sure of that it would not be. So that's important. And the other thing that was brought out was they went back and forth, I guess, and discussed this in a way that was definitive, finally, Remember, I've been telling you guys to ask for the contract rate on dinar if you have Iraqi dinar, and that it would be substantially higher. I know roughly what it is. It's much higher. And I was told that they discussed this on their conference call, and it was determined previously that everyone with dinar would be offered the contract rate. So that's a win right there. Not the front screen rate, not the bank front screen rate, but the contract rate for dinar. And so that should be the case. Now, here's the caveat. Let's say you go into a redemption center and you have dinar and they don't offer you the contract rate, then ask them for it. I believe they will, but in case something fell through the cracks, you go ahead and ask them for it if they don't offer it to you first. Okay? That's the way I'm going to handle it. Okay, that takes us through the conference call. Now, what we had heard yesterday was that there was going to be a possibility to get the toll-free numbers either late this afternoon or early tomorrow morning. Well, guess what? It wasn't late this afternoon, was it? So what does that mean? That makes early tomorrow morning look pretty strong right now. And the chance that the theory is that we would set appointments Friday, tomorrow, Friday the 10th, and exchange. If we don't get started exchanging tomorrow, it would be Saturday the 11th of January. Now, let's talk about R&R. I just heard this evening that restitution and reconciliation allowance would occur after the inauguration of January 20th of President Trump. We had heard that it would be in the first 10 days of January. Well, what's today, the 9th? I don't think so. We got new information that said it would be sometime this month, but it would be after the 20th, which is inauguration day. Now, that's referring to R&R. I can't speak to Social Security. That was supposed to happen in the month of January and still could. The increase could still occur then. But realize what we're talking about. That has nothing to do with the RV. Some people have conflated those two subjects. And we believe, based on our sources, that we are ready to get started with numbers coming out to us tomorrow with the emails from Wells Fargo. Now, I know that yesterday, funds were moving globally from the Rodriguez Trust, which is humongous and never seems to have a bottom to it. Funds were moving for Nasara and Jasara globally. And we'll just have to see what occurs with that and when that occurs. But it should be after Inauguration Day, and I don't know how soon, but it should be between then and the 31st, which is the last day of January. So we'll keep an eye on that. But what we really are more important, what's most important to us right now, is getting in for our exchanges and our redemption of ZIM at the redemption centers, setting our appointments, Lord willing, tomorrow, and then going, if not tomorrow, then Saturday for our exchanges. And if we do that, and we do start Saturday, they would be open Sunday, and you go right on through the weekend. But that's what the plan is, as it stood tonight, a half an hour before the big call. tonight. So we're just going to have to kind of watch that and see how it all goes. Now, I don't think there's anything related to the exchanges or anything else that is coming to mind right now that we don't already know, but this is the latest and most up-to-date that we have. And I love to be up-to-date and give you the latest thing I've heard. And we've got some pretty good sources that do still try to talk to us. Not everybody that we want to hear from is able to, but I guess we have just enough to give you an intel segment that is the best that we can do. Now, for those that have not yet received the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which we call the Golden Bundle 300, or the MedBed Pop-Up, we shorten that to MedBed 100. It's $100 for the MedBed classes. Very valuable to learn those. And I reminded Sue that we have more MedBed centers throughout the United States. Now we're up to 26,450 MedBed centers, each one of which has two holographic MedBeds in each center. Now, they're not only... That's in the United States proper. There are many thousands in Canada, in Mexico, Latin America, all around the globe. They have placed med beds to take care of the world, not just us. We probably have a higher concentration in the U.S., I'm sure of that. But those come very shortly after we start our exchanges. They really do. So I'm obviously, in my situation, I'm looking very much forward to that and for everybody else, too. So that's going to be exciting. What else? So Sue has the MedBed 100 for $100, and she's got the Golden Wisdom Bundle or Golden Bundle 300 for $300. And they're both great values, and they can be paired together. Where you get a wrap. You get a wrap of the Golden Wisdom Bundle wrapped by the pop-up or the MedBed 100. The total is 100, 300 would be $400 if you want. And many people are ordering both of those, getting both of those. And they're only going to be available until these numbers come out. So if I were you and you didn't have those, I would send those emails out to Sue tonight. Send them to Integrated Minds, is Integrated, Integrated, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Now, Sue is taking PayPal for payment, but you don't have to have a PayPal account. She can generate an invoice that's payable through PayPal that you can use your credit card on. It's as simple as that. And so if that's the way you want to go with it, let her know. I have PayPal, or I would accept a PayPal invoice. Then you have to complete it. So you have to keep an eye on your emails when this comes out to you. Keep an eye on it and stay up to speed on it. It's very difficult to track, and Sue and her assistant are doing a wonderful job in tracking all of these. The other thing that is a possibility is the latest class. Future Founders. Future Founders is the next class that would start Monday night, the 13th of January, at 7:25 p.m. and go for two nights. Future Founders starting Monday and finishing Tuesday, 7:25 start each night, and she will just let her know, if you want to be in that class, it's $100, just let her know, hey, I'm in Future Founders, I'm in, boom, done. And she will invoice you so that you can take care of that and pay that $100 before actually would start Monday afternoon. Now, that the caveat is, if we have numbers, hopefully tomorrow, which is what I'm hearing, and we set our appointments and we're going for exchanges, the classes would not take place. But let her know if you are interested, if for some reason we don't start with numbers tomorrow and setting appointments, let her know, yeah, I'm interested. I want to be in that class. Okay? So it sounds like a great class. On the one hand, I'd rather have the numbers and get started. On the other hand, I'd love to have her teach that class. So do what you want to do on that, but definitely get in touch with her about the Golden Wisdom Bundle, the Golden Bundle 300, and the other is the pop-up, which is the MedBed 100. Let her know if you want one or the other or both of those. Send her that email out tonight so she'll have it and be able to start working on that first thing tomorrow. Okay? All right, you guys. That's what I wanted to say tonight. I got to thank Sue for a wonderful job. It's really strong tonight. And Bob, excellent, too. Great to hear the sale is continuing until sometime Monday, it looks like. And thank you for sharing with us about your projects, about the electricity, and about the water project. Fantastic. And thanks for continuing the sale for a little bit longer. So let's go ahead. I want to thank GCK. I want to thank Pastor Scott for hanging in there. Continued healing for you, brother. Let this be the last that we hear of a stroke. Let you be completely, totally healed. And in Jesus' name. And thank you, Jeannie, for continued support and sending in your prayer requests and or your prayer and your praise reports and all of the fun things that come with that. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the call out again all over the globe. Thank you for that. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for everybody that has participated in listening to the Big Call for many, many years, so 13 years now. So let's just go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll say goodnight. Lord God, thank you so much that this is coming to fruition for us. Thank you that the blessing is nigh unto us and ready for us to receive. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives. Bless us as we go forward with our best foot forward, our future self. Thank you for all that you're doing to bless us, keep us healed, keep us provided for, and keep us faithful to use the faith that we've been given to believe for everything that you've promised in your word. Thank you for Jesus and what he's done for us some 2,000 years ago that is still relevant and valid for us today. In his name we pray, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great night. We should have a great weekend. We'll see what happens, and we'll be in touch by email, so stay in touch with us by email. Make sure you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com, and you'll get an email with the 800 number. When we get it, we'll send it out, and we'll take it from there. We'll be in touch with you. Thanks, everybody. Good night. God bless you all.